Do Americans worry about Greek debt before opening their wallets?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Consumer spending is one of the biggest drivers of the nation's economy, especially this time of year. And in about an hour, we're going to get the latest reading on how consumers are feeling these days from the University of Michigan and Thomson Reuters. Now, economists will be watching if continued uncertainty over the European debt crisis and other things here at home are weighing on many minds. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch is usually with us on Friday, but she's out this week. And today we have Julie Neiman, who's an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she's with us live from St. Louis. Hey, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So I want to start with Europe because a lot's going on there, and there's been obviously this constant drumbeat of bad news, but it seems so far away. Does that have any sway as to what American consumers are thinking?
Well, consumers really don't care about Europe. The average American doesn't get why the markets are hyperventilating over the daily drama that's going on in Europe. What they're really concerned with is our jobs, housing prices, their 401ks. They're all recovering, but income is not. And they really don't see meaningful recovery at this point. It's very, very small. 90% of all consumers still think we're in a recession. So that sentiment hasn't changed at all.
What about retailers? Are they prepared? You know, here we are with the shopping season coming up. Are they prepared for another year of lackluster sales?
Well, the good news is that retailers are looking at consumers scowling, but they're scouring the stores for really good deals.
Yeah.
And they're spending their savings. It's not going to last for long, but it will help for Christmas. And retailers are looking at a very decent season here. They started the back-to-school season. Right then, they started with the holiday season. They're very promotional. Inventory's in line. But it won't take very much in the way of bad news for make the consumers run for the exits again. Right now, they're looking for deals. They are spending. And it looks like just because of the product lineup, you're going to see a decent season this year for Christmas.
Julie Neiman from Smith Moore & Company. Julie, thanks.
You bet.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are up with prospects of new government in Greece and in Italy helping boost markets. In Italy, the Senate's passed an economic reform bill that's expected to mark the end of Silvio Berlusconi's reign as prime minister, and a new government gets sworn in today in Greece. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 112 points to close at 11,893. The French government said today it wants an investigation into new allegations that ratings agencies sent out a false downgrade notice. From Paris, here's the BBC's Christian Fraser.
Some weeks ago, the credit rating agency Moody's put France under observation, a warning that unless there were sizable reforms, France would lose its pristine AAA credit rating. In response, Paris passed a pair of major budget cuts, slashing $100 billion in spending. The French thought that was enough to satisfy the markets. But then, yesterday, the rating agency Standard & Poor's announced a downgrade. Investors were spooked. The announcement made them think that French debt was a riskier bet. But it wasn't. S&P immediately backtracked, saying the announcement was a technical error. The firm apologised. Economist Graham Turner of GFC Economics says the French already had unofficial worries about the agencies. This mistake will turn that into an official investigation.
It gives the European Commission all the political cover it probably would want to actually justify their actions.
President Sarkozy has long supported plans to curb the influence of ratings agencies. He's already advocated for European proposals that would set up government-backed rival bond raters. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Christian Fraser for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a raise-your-rate four-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Constant Contact, in support of Small Business Saturday and small businesses every day of the week. Learn more at constantcontact.com/Saturday. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
President Obama this weekend hosts the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Hawaii. Now, leaders from Japan and China will be there, but also from more than a dozen Asian economies that are still developing. And developing countries top today's Globalist Quiz, with Stefan Richter joining us now from theglobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am. Hit me with it.
We all hear always about emerging markets, and they are now consuming more and more of the world's stuff.
Yeah.
So my question for you today is, which of the following items does the developed world still account for more than 50% of? Is it A, cars, B, cell phones, C, government debt, or D, exports?
I know emerging markets are buying a lot of cars, so it's not A. Exports.
In 2010 was the first time that the emerging markets beat us at exports. And, you know, they have now over 50%, and that's almost double of the 27% they accounted for in 1990.
I think the logical answer here, Stefan, is government debt.
The developing countries now account for only 17% of all the outstanding government debt.
Many of which are coming to the rescue of certainly European countries with the debt crisis there.
The Chinese put their money wisely into the U.S., have done too much in that, put a little bit more into Europe, but I don't think they're out to rescue anybody. You know, they're smartly looking after their own interests, as do most other developing countries who've learned the hard way that having too much debt can be detrimental to your future.
Well, all right, government debt. We're going to keep an eye on that. Of course, a story that, it's the gift that keeps on taking. So, Stefan Richter, thank you so much for joining us today with that.
And I'm much indebted for putting me on.
Okay. And finally, for your next foray into home decor, ditch the wall art or fancy vases and do some dinosaur remains. The bones of anything ending in aurus are all the rage on the market these days. Don't have a lot of cash? You could get a rib for under $400. Toe bones go for under $300, perfect for the coffee table. Well, some movie stars, such as Leo DiCaprio and Nicolas Cage, are collectors. A few years back, they reportedly fought over a Tyrannosaurus Rex skull at the Beverly Hills auction that went for an eye-popping $267,000. Hat rack, anyone? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You want to know why the European Union works such as it does? Think about France and Germany in World War II.
You have two countries that want to find some way to commit to each other that they're never going to go to war against each other again. What better way than to combine your coal and steel industries?
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The European debt crisis, how the past determines the now. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.